Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. Today is my NFL legend video. I'm highlighting Barry Wilburn, cornerback out of the University of Mississippi by way of the Washington Redskins. So, if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. To my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen for me this morning. So, you have so much fun doing this. And I've really had fun over the last year. And the greatest thing is that I'm able to highlight players that I really respect and admire. And a lot of people know that I'm very proud of where I'm from, which is in 901 Memphis, Tennessee. Today, the young man on the screen now is from the 901, by way of Melrose High School, by way of one of the most prestigious neighborhoods across the world, Orange Mound. Mr. Barry Wilburn. So if I get a little excited today, talking about this young man, don't hold it against me. But I'm going to start with this. You know, a lot of people like to rep where they're from. A lot of people say great football players come out of the state of Texas, Dallas, Houston. Then a lot of players say out of California, LA, Los Angeles, South Central. Then Ohio, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, all the small towns in Alabama. Then Texas, Lufkin, Houston. I did mention Dallas. Then, of course, the state of Florida, South Florida, Delray Beach, Miami. And, of course, where I'm from, it's by no way we cannot even carry none of those cities or areas jockstrap. But however, we can produce some football players. And this young man was special. True story about Barry Wilburn. I went to junior high with his brother, who was 3 years older than Kevin, who was a pretty good football player. And then Barry Wilburn comes from what we call good stock. His daddy, Jesse Wilburn, played on the 1956 Tennessee State National Championship team as a running back. And still, in his Lord, is considered the greatest football player ever to come through the halls of Tennessee State University, the 615 Nashville. And then his mother, Mrs. Margaret Matthews. I'm going to share the distinction here. She's from Griffin, Georgia. Jesse Tuggo, Jonathan Sullivan, Willie Gault. And his mother was an outstanding athlete. She was captain of the 1956 Tennessee State Tiger Bears. They had Wilma Rudolph, Isabel Daniels, and Mae Fags. And his mother made the 1956 Olympic team. And that year she set a world record. Well, American record in the long jump. and voted into the Georgia Sports Hall of Fame in 1997. But this is what I like about his mother. In my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, she spent 35 years in the educational system. She made an impact. And see, when I think about Memphis and I think about back then, that time, and I think about Barry Wilbur, I think about me growing up, going down to my father's cleaners, learning how to be a man, being around great people in my life. My uncle Opie Turner teaching me a way to be a man. My father Chester, being around my cousin Edward Parson Jr. That was good old times. The 4th of July was special. The catfish, the spaghetti with cheese, barbecue. See, one thing about my hometown, Memphis is known for some of the best barbecue in the world. And going back and really reliving all that when I put this video together about this young man out of the University of Mississippi. Talk about Barry Wilbur, and they're talking about overcoming. When he came out of high school in 1981, he was recruited, but not as highly recruited. See, 81 was a special year in high school football in Memphis. That year you had Elton Cummings that went to Houston. You had Eric Applewhite that went to Houston. You had Brian Wynn that went to Houston. You had Eric Truitt that went to Ole Miss. You had Chris Gardner that went to Ole Miss. You had Frank Porter that went to Ole Miss. You had a great Roman Bates the following year that went to Ohio State. But nobody was talking about Barry Wilbur. And he signed with Ole Miss. 1978 season, he came in as a safety. And when fall practice was over, he ended up starting as a true freshman with Lee Davis. And he was on that defense that already had Andre Townsend and Freddie Joe Nunn. And Freddie Joe Nunn was a true freshman also. But the game that year that stuck out of my mind is that Ole Miss played Arkansas that year. It was my senior year in college in Jackson, Mississippi. And I could not believe a young man at 6'3", 170 pounds out of my hometown in Memphis, Tennessee was starting as a true freshman, as a free safety at Ole Miss. Because that year, Ole Miss had a quarterback named John Furquhane. Over the course of the next 4 years, Barry Wilbur played the safety position at a high level at Ole Miss. But this is what really separates what it means to be from the 9-on-1. Memphis, Tennessee, this is our motto. All odds stacked against us, but there's no problem. See, it's something in the water down in the Mississippi River. It's something we don't worry about what's stacked against us. We take the problem and we diagnose it. And we look at it and we say, hey, this is what I got to do. The 1985 draft, the Washington Redskins take Barry Wilbur, number 8, in the 8th round. In that draft, you had Torrey Nixon out of San Diego State, who went high. I think he was the first pick in the second round. The Redskins had pictured him in as a starter. Then they took Raphael Cherry, who had played quarterback at the University of Hawaii. They had penciled him as a safety, as a starter. Then you had Riley McKenzie. You had Lionel Vitale. And you had Brian Wynn. How ironic is that? Who was rated higher than Barry coming out of high school back in 81. Then they told Barry, you're not big enough to play safety. Barry Wilbur was 6'3", 186 at the time. So they moved him at corner. And he never played corner. And you know what happened? And then 1985, the training camp was over. Where Torrey Nixon, who was the Redskins' first-round pick. Actually, that year, he was taking time, but he was the Redskins' first pick. They waived him in training camp. and it gave a spot to Barry Wilbur. And when I saw that and I heard that, all I can think about high school football in Memphis, Cars and Peoples, baby, Southside High School, Daryl Hopper, Northside, Xavier Cook, Southside, baby, Jerron Woods, Marrows, Eric Harris, Hamilton High School, Kansas City Chiefs, Keith Simpson, Seattle Seahawks, Hamilton High School. All I thought about is all those great players that played the cornerback position. Then I think about Barry playing opposite of Daryl Green. 1988 Super Bowl. Doug Williams becomes the first African-American to win it. But if you remember in that game, the first series that Denver got the football, they went at Barry Wilbur, and they hit Ricky Natil on the fly. 56 yards, touchdown. Denver goes up 7-0. I was watching the game in Loudoun, Tennessee, watching it with one of my ex-son-in-laws. His name is Danny Kerr. Kudos to you, Danny. And he got to talk in. Woo, man, Barry Wilbur in the 901. He ain't got burnt, man. It might be a long day. But see, one thing about people from Memphis, Tennessee, don't count us out. It don't matter how old we are, how young we are. Take a look at me. My platform is growing. And I'm 61 years old. And I'm not stopping. 100 yards football might become that thing over the course of the next 2 years. And so Barry Wilbur, he didn't worry about that play. He came back, and you know what? He had two interceptions in the Super Bowl. And you know what? Washington ended up bombing, blasting, putting that wood in the Denver Broncos 42-10. And Doug Williams had a game of a lifetime. That's why he was the MVP and the first African-American to win a Super Bowl MVP. But what you see on the screen right there, that's 901 royalty. That's South Memphis. That's North Memphis. That's Orange Mound. That's Longview Heights. That's Scudderfield. Highland Avenue. Penny Hardaway. Trentwell High School. John Gunn. Larry Finch. That's what that's about. If you're not from Memphis, you cannot relate. Stack Records, David Porter, Greg Porter. See, Barry Wilbur represented at a high level. And you think about this. You've had all these other great football players that's played in the National Football League. From all these great areas I just mentioned. But Barry Wilbur is from an area I'm from. He's got a Super Bowl ring. And by the way, that same season, in 87, he led the league in interceptions and had a 100-yard interception return against the Minnesota Vikings. So, Barry Wilbur, thank you, brother. Thank you to your brother, Kevin. Thank you to your great family, Miss Margaret Matthews Wilbur, and to the great legendary Mr. Jesse Wilbur that's in the sky. Thank y'all for representing my hometown. I'm so proud to be from the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. One more time, Elvis Presley, Bellevue, Don Avenue, Norris Road, WDIA, baseball, Bill Atkins, Stack Records, Isaac Hayes, David Porter. Barry Wilbur, when I think about you, brother, I think about all the good times in Memphis, Tennessee. And I think about this.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video, please come in and share it. I truly appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Once again, thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. And when I think about Barry Wilburn, everybody in Memphis, Tennessee should understand what I'm finna say. Barry Wilburn, that year with the Washington Redskins, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water. You know the other two words, MF. Let it burn. The 901, Memphis, Tennessee. Y'all be blessed. 100 yards football, Vincent Herbert.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.